So I will then hand over to Mama to introduce her team so that we know with whom we are dealing with. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. It's good to be in Cape Town. It's a little bit cold, though, compared to Johannesburg. And Pretoria, me. Firstly, let me introduce the team. I have with me our board member, who is also the chairperson of HR committee, Professor Maggie. I've also have with me our CFO, the other board member, Mr. Mda. And I've also have today Mayor Dr. Winfred Jordan. She is heading our training center within the organization. And the reason that
she's... Excuse me, madam. They are not raising their hands, so we don't know who are.
Oh.
The men must stand, not the women. Dr.
Winfred Jordan, she's heading the training center at the Weather Service. Most of the Met people that you see, some of them presenting on TV, they've gone through these hands. But today she's here as an acting general manager at SCM. Our general manager at SCM, he is actually not well. And on the other side, I always remind people that he's not working for SABC. He's not a celebrity. He's working for South African Weather Service. Mr. Nikeli Ndabambi, he's heading our operations within the organization. Thank you very much, Chair and Linda Makuleni.
I don't know because most of your team are new to this committee. Maybe let me also ask members of parliament to introduce themselves so that they also know who they are dealing with. Comrade Kohana, welcome and tell this delegation who you are.
Morning, Chair and honorable members, colleagues. My name is J.J. Skosan, member of this committee. Thank you very much.
Dumelang bagaetsho, leina la ka ke Minjani Mangani, ke member ya committee.
Kaningas. Mamzet.
Good morning, I'm Artu Wang, a member of the committee.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Gareth
Morning, everyone. My name is Kumzile Bengu from Western Natal, the member of the committee.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. My presentation really, it will summarize the content of our strategic plan for 2012-13. I will just go through some of the key issues, the vision, the mission, the value statement, enterprise view, national priorities. Although, members, I will not really go into detail, but I will put more emphasis in areas that need attention for the coming year. And also look at the key strategic areas and the goals. The purpose of my presentation is to look at the annual strategic plan, the annual budget, and just highlight the key priority areas and the programs. And additional to that, we were also requested to maybe give some overview of how the organization, the focus of how the organization has performed in 2011-2012. So I will also be giving a brief on how we have done, although those is not yet audited financial statements. It's more of the focus. Members, our vision has not changed from the vision that we tabled last year. We still want to be the foremost provider of relevant services in respect of weather, climate, and related products, which contribute to sustainable development in South Africa and the African continent. I will also not go into really one by one of the mission statement, but with our mission statement, we need to be paying attention using our observation data, collaboration with other partners, using cutting-edge technology, and advancing science of meteorology research and relevant application. The other key issue, members, is also to look at the fiscal discipline and also optimum utilization of resources for us to achieve the mission. Members, when it comes to our values, we have last year added an additional value, a caring organization, from the values that we had before. Moving to the next one, I think when we came here last year, we also presented our policy statement, and we indicated that the weather services throughout the world, through the International Civil Aviation Organization requirements for aviation safety, were required to be by end of this year, November 2012, to have a total quality management system in place. Hence, when we started last year, we felt it was important in our strategy to put that and emphasize it, because it also offers really importance for aviation safety. And I'm glad to report to the portfolio committee that we have actually met the target. We've exceeded the target because it's November 2012 this year. We've got our ISO accreditation last year in November, and we not only got quality management looking at aviation only, it's the total organization, which is actually, when you look at it in Africa, we're one of the first countries to do the total quality management and get the certification. So that has actually been achieved. So we continue making sure that we provide quality service. The enterprise view, members, are also, we're still using the same model that we've used before, where we've put emphasis as a foundation on quality, corporate affairs, how we deal with the day-to-day issues within the organization, human capital, and also financial and supply management. From there, information communication technology, IT is very important for us. R&D is also very important. Then coming to the key, the area in the center where we're looking at observation networks. So our strategy is still based on those key areas. Coming to our the strategy itself, when we look at it, is that we actually felt it's important that we align our strategies to the key priorities of the country. And some of those key priorities, for example, when we talk about having a skilled workforce, the work that we do requires that. I will elaborate how we are addressing that area. But added to that, we also need it in our strategy to align it to the priority that the department has been given responsibility to, outcome number 10. I will come to that in more detail. And then looking at the strategic drivers, as I've indicated, the priorities, we looked at that. The other issue that has been very important and an area of focus for us is to also have to grow the commercial revenue for the organization, because we've got two mandates, the public good and also the commercial part. So it was important for us to really come up with some strategies around that. And then the next one, safety of life and property, which is the public good part. The other key driver for us is adaptation to new technology, because our foundation for everything that we do is IT. So we need to advance in terms of technology. And key area of focus for our strategy and the strategic plan for this year that we are presenting and over the next 5 years is to provide scientific information for adaptation and mitigation for climate change, come up with work that can inform the decisions that are made by the political decisions that are made also at the business level and also in terms of how public adapt and also looking at mitigation. We also have national obligation in terms of the Act. One of the key areas that has been is been of focus for the organization is the attraction and retention of skilled personnel. As we all know that the science-based institution in the country, we all have a challenge of not having enough pool of scientists. So we've took it upon ourselves to come up with a specific strategy around attraction and retention. Moving to the objectives. That's not a nice color. The red is not shown very well there. Moving to the key priorities, looking at outcome number 10 for the department, one of the key areas where we are supporting or driving some of the areas, the output for outcome 10 to reduce greenhouse emission, climate change, and improve air quality and atmospheric quality. One of the areas, that is the area that we are involved with a global atmospheric watch that is here in the Cape Point. We are providing that service with also the extended mandate that we have been given.
I don't see the page, and then I can't see it's too far.
It's page 5.
Page
5.
So you go back
slide
on
page 5.
Yeah.
Slide on page 5.
Page
5.
Yeah.
Page 5.
Page
5. Very small letter. Relevant for you, please.
So we went one back and then.
Why is return with a small letter? So
I went back.
Small letter.
Yeah, no, next time you must try to make big letters.
We'll do that. Check. I think also the color does not look.
Yeah,
the red color is not helping us. Maybe you may change the color. All right. Looking at outcome number 10, our key area of focus, if you look at the sub outcome, it's on slide number 5. Reduction of emission of carbon dioxide, because it's one of the areas that we are monitoring as the weather service. Reduction of air pollution, atmospheric pollution, with the responsibility of the air monitoring of the South African air quality information system. We have been given that responsibility. Adapting to impact of climate change, and also looking at energy efficiency. Those are some of the key areas in terms of our strategy moving forward that we're going to be looking at. Looking at biodiversity area, reduce climate change impact on biodiversity. For the work that we need to, we are doing, providing the necessary information to the biodiversity group and working also very closely with agriculture. Moving to slide number 6. These are the set targets members, but for us it's more of the global atmospheric watch and also the air quality monitoring stations that we are looking at. Move to the next one. Members who are on slide 7, on page 7. looking at the strategic objectives and also strategic goals, the first strategic goal for us is to ensure continued relevance of the organization in delivering metrological and related products and services in compliance with all applicable regulatory frameworks. And I think it's important, the issue of the relevance. And the objectives around that is to look at compliance, is to also develop and implement improved programs that are looking at coming up with applications that are useful for adapted climate change adaptation and mitigation and climate variability. The next one is to ensure effective management of stakeholders and partners and key and looking at key client relationships. In here, members, we're looking at our stakeholders nationally, also looking at the international level, the key relationships that we have and the leadership positions that we held, for example, with the World Meteorological Organization and also in the SADC region with the Meteorological Association of Southern Africa. So those are some of the key strategic goals and strategic objectives. Moving to page 8, the next three, we're looking at goal number 3, to address the financial part, the short-term viability and long-term sustainability of the organization's revenue, and ensure continuous fiscal discipline. The fifth one is to look at organizational effectiveness and efficiency. The last one is to look at availability of strategy-driven human capital capacity for the organization. Those are the key areas that we are looking at. I'm still on page 8, members. These are the key programs that we have in place. Look at meteorological services or information that we provide. For example, the forecasting work that we do on a day-to-day basis, the information that is given to aviation, the information that is also given to marine, for marine safety, and et cetera, and then the commercial part of the business. The other area, the program that we have, is the commercialization program. The other key one to remember is the human capital program, the infrastructure modernization program. The last one is the business optimization and realignment program. This one, the focus member has been to, for us to get the total quality management, which we managed to get the certification, but now is to maintain and making sure that the work that we do is integrated within the organization. I've tried to rearrange the slides, members, to have some flow. So I'll apologize for moving you to slide number 13, to page number 13. Because I would like us to put some more emphasis on the work that has been done when it comes to human resource area. On page 13, members, one of the key areas that strategic goal number 5 is to look at strategic-driven human capital within the organization, which is one of the challenges that the country is also faced with, of not having the necessary skills in place to actually do the work. We have, over the last few years, and we are continuing with this program, where we are going to different schools as outreach program, where we're starting to educate, targeting high school pupils, and also when there are arts and science festivals, to target that. We'll continue with those programs, and having to have, we have teachers and also pupils where we go out as the weather service, and also sometimes they come to South African Weather Service. We will continue with that program. Last year we've managed to even spend some time in some areas in the Eastern Cape. All the regions, the regional managers, they have that responsibility. that they need to have outreach programs. The other area where we have put emphasis, we'll continue with that as a strategy, is to also target rural universities as well, where we also send some of our scientists to those universities where we provide bursaries. We have been working with the University of Pretoria for the last 42 years, but we have not, during that time, targeted other universities. University of Zululand, we've got a signed MOU with them, where we also have bursaries for atmospheric scientists. So we're working very closely with them. We also are looking at having relationships with the University of Fort Hare to look specifically at agrometeorology, and the University of Free State, where the university is very strong on agriculture. So we want to link the two. So we are actually targeting those rural universities. And also in terms of our bursaries, we're also looking at that. I'll talk a little bit about our bursary program. Attraction and retention program, we're going to be continuing with that. It seems to be paying dividend. And also retention of scarce and critical skills. We've got some strategies around that. One of the key areas that the board has also requested me as a CEO to look at the succession plan within the organization. And there are funds that are put in to ensure that there's also leadership, continuing leadership within the organization. Those are some of the areas. I'm also pleased to report to the members, moving to the next slide, to the members that we also have been given an accreditation by the World Meteorological Organization to be the regional training center, not to only train South Africans, to also provide training specifically for the MET services in the SADC region. But it's not only the SADC region. There are other countries that are coming for training. We are doing that in partnership with the University of Pretoria. And it's one of the areas that we will also be paying a lot of attention in the next 5 years to ensure that even within South Africa, we start having engagements with ATNS and even the airline industry, where we can also provide training to pilots specifically for aeronautical training. So those are some of the initiatives that we are putting in place for now and also for the future. This is also a little bit, the slide is not, it's not very clear there, but next time we'll also provide you with, because I also can't see now. Looking at comparing the staff profile compared from the previous year to year 2012, this is actually the breakdown members. Top management, it has actually not changed. It's still five people in there. Senior management, that area we have increased from 13 to 19, and it's representing the demographics of the country. And I must say, members, the increase in the, it's not in the support, it's in the core business, where we've also employed people in the area of forecasting climate change, research and development. Those are the key areas that we are looking at. And if you look at professionals within the organization, in the last year and moving forward, that is the area that we are paying more attention. For example, we have moved there in terms of the number of people from the professionals that we have from 80 to 83, but it's still the area. And in areas of skills, the technical people that we need to do the work on a day-to-day basis, we have moved from 132 to 144, and we'll continue with that. And then the semi-skilled one from 91 to 104. And looking at the next slide, members. The bursary and the internship program that we have within the organization, we have made a conscious decision that we need to build the pool of scientists that is needed for the for the country. So we have a bursary scheme that on a yearly basis we take around 40 bursary holders, and the majority of them are being employed within the organization. For example, when weather technicians, last year we had 13, and this year we had 12. And then for BSc, we've also increased the number. And then looking at the other areas which are key for the for the organization, for our growth, is that if you look at the scientists, the BSc, we've moved from 18 to 22. And then honors, we also have, last year we had 8, this year we've got 7. And we also have the internship program that we would, that we have within the organization. People with diplomas as well. What we've also noticed is that the organization needs people with diplomas, not only specializing in med service, but information technology, because we've got IT. So that's why you will notice now we've moved from having only one individual that we gave bursaries, we also have 12, so that we build that capacity. And then we had an internship program where last year we had 13, and out of that 13, 3 of them were employed within the organization, and some of them actually leave while they are still working there and getting some jobs. But that internship program is not specifically meant for scientists. It's across HR and finance and other areas. And this year, 2011-2012, the figures are not there, but we had around 12. We continue with that same number over even in the coming year. One of the questions that has been raised also by the board to say is whether the R&D, the human capital strategy within the organization is working. One of the areas that we felt it was important to make sure that we retain the skills within the organization was to actually make sure that we keep the scientists and monitor that. So on overall, the scarce and critical skills turnover over the last 3 years has been going down. If you may remember, 2007, it was close to the 2 digits. Now it's around 2.2% in that area, but for the organization, it's around 4.6. This is another, we were also requested that we also need to give a report to, it's slide number, page 11. On page 11. My apologies. I think they were trying to save the paper in the office. Yes. Instead of having one slide per page. My apology. Coming to the Auditor General's report, this report is the report that was provided to us on the where discussions with the Auditor General in looking at year ending March 2012. Where we are looking at
Chair, I think this report is important for us to be able to see.
Yeah.
Would it not be possible to have this page enlarged and printed out before we can discuss it, please? Thank
can
you.
Can you get someone to do it for us very quick? In fact, if you can check those that are not visible. Not only this one, but all those that are not visible.
Mm-hmm.
Is
this one?
Yeah.
Eh? Is this one?
Okay.
Yeah, one other thing that some members are complaining about, it's really we should send us a document 2 to 3 days before. Because we just received them today and we can't really see what's sitting. So it becomes a very serious problem.
Thank you, members. The presentation was requested from us to be submitted on the 2nd of May, and it was submitted to the office.
And 2nd of May?
Yes. It was submitted way before that, and I think the copies that we have with us, it was just backup copies.
Can I explain that? Whom were they submitted?
It was submitted to Cornell as per request.
What report is that?
It was submitted on time because we're supposed to present here on the 2nd of May. The copies that we have is just copies that we've brought for a backup. And it's, But we actually submitted early.
Chair, I was just checking because I am aware that the meeting was scheduled for last week, and I do know that the copies were sent through to Chileka's office then. That's what I was trying to check.
Okay. Let's break for tea.
Everything that is being sent.